Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible. Incredible. Omnipotent. Omnipotent.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. I'll be your host tonight, Francine Fosdick, and I'll tell you, we have an awesome show for you tonight. Do you believe that God is raising up a prophetic generation who know who they are? I know He is. My gosh, you know, if you remember as John the Baptist, as he prepared for Jesus Christ, well, I'll tell you what, God's prophetic generation, well, they're preparing, they will prepare a dark and degraded world for the King's second coming. Are you ready? Well, I'll tell you, we have Jesse and Amy Shemp are a powerful evangelistic team based in Nashville, Tennessee. They are the founders of Spirit World Ministries International. Their mission is to edify and equip the body of Christ Jesus for the work of the ministry. Tell me about it. Woo! Signs, wonders, and miracles follow their ministry. And we're going to hear all about that tonight. So I want to go ahead and introduce you to Jess and Amy. How are you, you guys?
We're great. How are you?
We are fired up. So fired up. You know, I just love what the Lord is doing in this time and season. He truly is raising up a prophetic miracle working generation who truly do know who they are. I mean, you guys are what, in your early
20s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're recently married, right?
We got married 4 months ago.
Woohoo! Okay, and how old are you? How old are you, Amy?
I'm 23 and Jesse's 25.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. And you guys have seen, I mean, throughout your ministry, signs, wonders, and miracles happening all the time. And we're going to tap into that. But before we do, I'd love for both of you to share your testimony, because I know you both grew up in a home of ministers. And, you know, that's great, PKs and everything. But a lot of times, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, they're PKs, you know, they'll be, yeah, they receive Christ Jesus, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? That's a decision that each and every one of us have to personally make, and you guys both did that. So tell me about it. Tell the audience about it.
Yeah, sure, I can go first.
Okay, Jeff.
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian home. You know, my parents were really godly people and everything. My dad was actually a deliverance minister, so I grew up around that, my father casting devils out, and you know, but at a young age, I got into just drugs and alcohol. And at 14 years old, I came half an hour away from death. You know, I got alcohol poisoning. I had to go to the hospital. So I just really ran from the Lord at a young age. But when I was 17 years old, a woman told me that she saw me in a vision with my father and a man by the name of Gordon Jensen in India. And she said, I'm going to pay your way to go to India. You know, God has an incredible plan for your life. And I decided to go on this trip, even though I wasn't, you know, really living for the Lord at the time. So I did go to India with my father and Gordon Jensen. And, you know, they preached crusades nightly. Incredible miracles just took place. And Gordon Jensen had just such an incredible just word of knowledge, just such an accurate word of knowledge. He would get up on the platform and he would have a piece of paper with, people's names on it and the symptoms, you know, that people had, and you'd call them out by name and they would come up on the platform and you know, get healed. I mean, it was just one of the most accurate words of knowledge I've ever seen. So I just saw incredible miracles. But, you know, I just continued to run from the call of God that was on my life. You know, I was like a Jonah, just running from God, running from my call. And at 20 years old, I rededicated my life to the Lord in a jail cell. You know, I went to jail because of addiction, you know, alcoholism. But right there in that jail cell, you know, 20 years old, I said, Lord, right now I give you everything. I surrender my life to you. I surrender everything to you. And the Holy Spirit just filled that little jail cell that I was in. And right there in that jail cell, I just began to weep under the power of God, just weep under the power of the Holy Spirit. And I went from jail to a teen challenge, which, you know, teen challenge is a faith-based rehab for adults. And I just went through the program there, and it was just an incredible season of my life. The Lord just began to break off addiction, and I just was really set free.
So basically you were running for about 6 years, from 14 to 20, ended up in a jail cell, and you had that aha moment of, wow,
yeah,
enough is enough. Wow.
Right.
That's powerful. Well, let me ask you this too, Jess. I mean, coming from a Christian home, you know, why were you making those decisions of, you know, rebellion and drugs and so forth? I mean, what were you... You say, yes, that you were running from the call of God, absolutely. But what was going, do you remember what was going through your mind? I mean, was it something like, wow, I don't know if I really believe this? Or what was, can you remember what was going through your mind?
I just think, like, the enemy had, I think the enemy had a plan to destroy me, to destroy my call, destroy my destiny. And, you know, at a young age, I just got into, you know, drugs and alcohol, and the enemy wanted to destroy me, you know, and I mean, I just went in and out of jail. I went to rehabs, and nothing, you know, worked for me, and nothing would fill the void in my life that I had but Jesus Christ. And when I fully surrendered my life to the Lord, it's like, you know, just the peace and the joy came into my life. And just the Lord just really just did an incredible work in me and restored, you know, restored me and restored my relationships back, even with my family. And
Amen. That's powerful. You know, and I wanted you to bring that up because, you know, it's just so important for the audience to hear what you just said, due to the fact that there are many pre-K sons and daughters that are out there. And not realizing that they have such an anointing, such a call on their life, and yet they're not discerning that at that time. And so for you to mention that was just really powerful, and I appreciate that. And I know, Amy, my gosh, you have an awesome testimony as well. And please go ahead and share that.
Sure. I mean, you know, I grew up in a Christian home as well. My dad was a Methodist pastor. And I remember, you know, seeing like a lot of supernatural, having a lot of supernatural encounters when I was younger. I, you know, by the time that I was in middle school, I saw demons, like with my physical eyes. I would see them, and I remember approaching my dad, and, you know, my parents were spirit filled, and, I approached my dad, and I was like, you know, why am I seeing these, like, shadows, and I'm getting this weird feeling when I see it and everything. And, you know, my dad just told me, basically, you know, you're seeing demons and everything. And that was about when it started, you know, I started really getting into a lot of darkness when I was in middle school. And, you know, I do think the same thing that Jesse said. You know, I think that Satan knows your call. I mean, my mom dedicated me to the ministry at, when I was born. She said that was the one thing that she, you know, asked God, was that, you know, her children would serve the Lord. So I remember by the time I was in middle school, just getting into, like, a lot of darkness and depression and opening a lot of doors. By the time I was in 11th grade, I remember I was 17. I was in so much bondage to darkness and to the enemy. I it just began to escalate at a really rapid pace. I remember just doing things that before I even realized that I was doing them, I would throw things. And I knew in my heart that it wasn't me. Like, I remember, I know my parents had everybody in, you know, their Christian community praying for me because I had a lot of hate in my heart. And I just ended up, I remember my mom, you know, I would be in the kitchen just talking to my mom, and I would sink to the floor and just start making these strange noises. My mom would actually have to pray over me in tongues just to get me to calm down. And, you know, it boiled down to one night. I was so in so much darkness and depression that I had had enough. I was miserable. And I went into the living room and I laid down and I was looking at my dad and I was wanting to ask him for help. And I physically couldn't open my mouth. It wouldn't open. And I walked into my bedroom and I just laid down and I closed my eyes. And after I closed my eyes, they wouldn't open again. Like I was under so much like oppression and control from the enemy that my actions and my words and it wasn't me anymore. So my mom knew something was wrong. She came into my room and she tried to talk to me. And of course I couldn't open my eyes and my mouth. So she laid hands on me and she began to pray over me in the spirit. And she began to pray and, you know, she broke things off of me, and she prophesied over me that night, and I felt things breaking off of me, and I felt a peace that entire night, and I woke up in the morning, and I felt like a new creature, and I remember as soon as I woke up, I reached over, and I found my Bible, and I grabbed it, and I started reading, and, you know, it was just, the Lord was just, as I read the Word of God, it just things started breaking off of me. And so for the next few days, I really felt like God was just filling me. I felt, you know, his spirit. I felt his presence, like, coming into my life and everything. And, you know, of course, I was saved before that, but I was not baptized in the Holy Ghost. And it's, you know, it's different. So after that, the Lord just really started filling me. And a few days later, I was in my mom's room, and I felt this burden come over me. And my mother even knew what it was, and she said, just open your mouth. And so when I did, I started praying in the Holy Spirit in tongues. I just started shaking violently with the Spirit of God, and I fell out on the floor and was baptized in the Holy Spirit that night. And, you know, it's funny because my dad was actually at seminary, and he comes home and he sees me, like, on the floor, like, praying in the Holy Ghost. And he was like, wow, I was just, you know, at school, and they were telling me that the gifts of the Spirit weren't relevant anymore. You know, it was really funny. But, you know, after that, I just continued to really develop, you know, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And when it came to, I was going to actually go to a Christian college, and then I didn't feel the Lord really just change direction, so I was going to move to Florence, Alabama to go to college, and the weekend that I moved, I found out that I had, I was diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, it's funny because my dad had actually told me when it happened, my dad had actually received the word from God that, like, Satan was trying to kill me, like, destroy my call. And so I remember every time I went out on the weekend, he was, you know, like, had to stay up until I got home. Like, he was so scared, you know. And it actually turned out that I was diagnosed with cancer. So, but the Lord, you know what, the Lord, we have the victory, and God and Satan cannot kill our soul.
That's right.
And I've heard from that. And so, you know, Satan, he wants to go after you because he knows what you can move in. He knows what your call is. So I was delivered from that. And then about a year later, I found this church in Florence, Alabama called The Ark. And, you know, they were teaching on things I hadn't really had a knowledge of before, like, you know, healing and prophecy. And, you know, they were very on fire for God in that church. And I was really equipped, and that's when I really began to, you know, operate in words, knowledge, and healing. And I actually met Jesse there. He was actually traveling with his his friend Monday Martin, and he was doing like an internship with him, and I was going to a Bible college in Florence at that church, and so that's where I met Jesse at. He came to with Monday, and they were going to minister at the school, so that's how I met him, and that's where we how we got where we are today.
And this is the beginning of a journey that's just going to be just packed with signs, wonders, and miracles, where the Lord is bringing you guys and the open doors that he is opening for you, even in this present time. It's just really huge. And, you know, I just love your ministry, Spirit Word Ministries. And for those that are listening in, too, you can always tap into their website, which is Spirit Word Ministries International. .com or intl.com or .org. Head on over to their website, see what's going on. I mean, you guys are, you have the Fire and Miracle Tour that's happening right now. Tell us what you're seeing in your ministry right now in regards to signs, wonders, and miracles. What are you seeing?
We've just seen incredible miracles, just a lot of healings in our ministry. You know, me and Amy just minister together, and you know, we're just really about the Great Commission. You know, we're just about winning souls, laying hands on the sick, seeing them recover. We just everywhere we go, we're just praying for people. You know, that's really kind of how I started my ministry, was that I just got on fire for God, and I just started doing street ministry. I started praying for people at the mall, the Walmart. You know, one of my first miracles, I was with some friends, and we were in a Walmart, and I walked past this aisle, and, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, that woman's got pain in her lower back, and she's had it for quite some time. So I pointed to this woman at the Walmart, and I said, you know, without even introducing myself to her, I just said, you've got pain in your lower back, and you've had it for quite some time. And the lady was just, and she said, you know, are you psychic or something? How did you know that about me? I said, no, you know, I'm a Christian. You know, Jesus just spoke to me about you. And I laid hands on her and prayed for her. And I said to the woman, I said, can you move your back and just kind of test it out? And as she was doing that, her back popped. Two loud pops came out of her back. And two women were around her, and they were completely freaked out about just how the woman was healed. And I mean, this is what we're called to do, you know, as sons and daughters of God. We're called to demonstrate the gospel,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see miracles everywhere we go. I believe that every believer is called to see miracles and win souls. So, you know, we've just seen incredible miracles take place in our ministry. I was actually in Indiana and doing a meeting up there, and I prayed for a woman that had scoliosis. She was diagnosed with scoliosis when she was 9 years old. You know, she had lived with constant pain in her back and in her neck. And, you know, I prayed for her. The fire of God just hit her so strong. And it was like 3 months later, I received an email from her, and she said that she was completely healed. She hadn't had any pain in her back and her neck, you know, since I prayed for her. So it was just absolutely just amazing, just what God did.
Love how the Lord works and moves. You know, I mean, Walmart, it has probably been one of our favorite places to walk into, you know, with all the people in there. There's so many in a rush, but then the Lord will give you a word of knowledge for somebody, and it just transforms their life right there. It's powerful. Okay, go ahead, Jesse. I'm just excited about what's going on here.
Tell another quick testimony, just an awesome, awesome testimony that God did. There was a man that had a cyst in his knee, and he was on disability because of the cyst that he had in his knee. And, you know, laid hands on him, prayed for him, and you know, a week and a half later, he went to the doctor to get his knee checked out because, you know, he felt like his knee was completely healed. And the doctor went to look for the cyst. They did x-rays and everything, and they couldn't find the cyst. The cyst had completely, you know, just disappeared. And because they couldn't find the cyst, they took him off of disability. So it was, I'm
wow.
just blown away by just what God does. You know, he's the God of miracles, And Jesus is yesterday, today, and forever. And it really is just, it's simple. It's just stepping out in faith, laying hands on the sick, believing that they'll recover. And, you know, everyone is called to see this stuff. It's not just for the evangelist. It's not just for, you know, the apostle. It's for the average believer to just step out in faith and to just really believe that God is going to move.
Amen. You know, and there's another story I want you to share, too. The man at the festival.
Yeah, when I was still in Bible college, I think I had just gone out with some friends. It was kind of like a festival where they kind of shut down the whole downtown area. It was once a month, and there's all kinds of, you know, people that come out for this festival and just show up and everything. And, you know, I had just gone out with some friends, and I was walking by. This man was just sitting outside of a store. He didn't have anything out. It was like there were tons of people everywhere, and it was just an ice cream place. And he was just sitting outside at the table, and I kept walking by him, and I just kept feeling so drawn to him. And I didn't have a word of knowledge. I didn't have anything for him. I just saw him, and I was like, you know, I just feel drawn. So I just told my friends, I was like, hey, we're going to go, and I just want to talk to this guy. And one of my friends that was with me, he said, yeah, I feel drawn to that guy too. And we walked up to him, and I just started a conversation with him. I was like, where are you from? You know, what's your name? And he said that he had just moved from Georgia and everything. And as I was talking to him, he told me that he was actually here because he was he did card magic. And I was like, oh, interesting, you know. Well, can you do some for me? And he was like, yeah, some kids, you know, maybe mad earlier. That's why I put all my stuff away, because he didn't have anything out on the table. So he pulled out all his stuff, and he's got these cards, and he starts doing these tricks for us. And I was like, wow, this is cool, you know. But the more he started doing the tricks, the creepier it got, to the point where, like, you know, he was basically reading our minds. And, you know, he had these tattoos on his arm, and he had a card tattoo on another, and then on another he had the four suits, like the spades, the hearts, all that. And I was like, yeah, cool tattoos. And as he was doing the tricks, I'd noticed he would touch, like, his whatever suit that the card was. Like, he would ask us, like, just take this card and show everybody in the crowd. A crowd started to form as he was doing these card tricks. And he would kind of hold his hands up, and he would be like, look at the number of the card, you know. And then his fingers would just bend into the number. They would bend down into the number. It was very, I could definitely feel, like, you know, a demonic spirit. One of my friends from the Bible college actually came up to me and said, you know, watch out, I'm going to tell you about this guy later. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine, you know, because I was just like, I want to pray for this guy, you know. Anyway, so as he was doing his tricks, I got a word of knowledge, and so I stopped him, and there was this huge crowd of kids at that point, you know, and I was just beginning to step out into street ministry. I hadn't really, you know, done a whole lot, but I told the guy, I said, you know, I want to ask you something. And he said, yeah, what is it? And I said, do you have, like, weak ankles, like weak legs? Do you have, like, a hard time walking sometimes? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, actually, both of my legs are busted. I have nerve damage in both of my legs. And he reaches around him, and he grabs these little, like, walking sticks, like, you know, that you put your arms in. And he was like, I use these to walk with. And I was like, wow. And I said, well, you know, God gave me a word of knowledge for you, and I want to pray for you. And I said, is that okay? And he was like, sure, you know. And I didn't even think he would let me pray for him. But I just began to pray over him, and I started, like, you know, just really, like, commanding his legs to line up with the word of God. And I really just prayed over his call, and he, you know, he was very tapped into the supernatural, and just basically, you know, calling in his destiny in God rather than in Satan. And I asked him, you know, I said, do you feel any? There's a huge crowd, so I knew he was nervous, but I said, you know, do you feel anything in your legs? And he said, yeah, I'm feeling tingling in my legs. And, you know, that was he said, I'm feeling like tingling in a heat. And so that was really strange, because he had, like, nerve damage and everything. So
exactly.
You know, I tried to, I tried to, you know, get him to get up and test it out, and then he started to act very, you know, nervous and weird. He didn't want to get up. He didn't want to try it, and I was kind of like, you know, okay, well, you said you felt the tingling. That's your healing, you know, but he didn't get up, so I was kind of, you know, I walked away, and I was kind of like, you know, I don't know, like, that guy just didn't want to, you know, stand up or whatever, and but then I actually got an email like a couple weeks later from a guy that had been in the crowd, and he said, I saw the guy that you prayed for at the festival, and he was at a restaurant, and I did not see his walking sticks anywhere around him. And he said, I think the guy really got healed, and the kid had really got kicked by it, and he said, I've never seen anything like that, you know, like somebody like hearing God like that, and it just really touched him. So, you know, God wants to use you wherever you're at. I mean, whenever you're not, like, that's how God used me, like, the most is when I'm not even expecting it. You know, we really like to pray for people. You know, we actually went out on our honeymoon to we were in Gatlinburg, and we did outreach. We saw, you know, people with a lot of back pain, like, healed that night. We prayed for, in knee pain, we prayed for, you know, the lady that issued us our marriage license. She had just had a heart attack the week before, and Jesse, like, got a word of knowledge about her having, like, shortness of breath and insomnia, and she said, yeah, that's me. So we prayed for her, and when we went back to actually get our marriage license, she said that she was sleeping peacefully at night and that, you know, all the shortness of breath had left her. Even her family was noticing her improvement, you know, after having that heart attack. So, we really just like to, you know, just pray for people everywhere we're at. You know, I was actually at this past Christmas, I was at a Christmas party with my mom, and it was, you know, a very small church, you know, it was like a church Christmas party, and I was there with her, and I was just sitting there eating, and I was sitting here, sitting around talking to these little old ladies, you know, we were just like, you know, having a good time, and all of a sudden my knee starts to hurt. And I'm like, what is wrong with my knee? And my mom's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, for a few minutes, I was like, man, my knee is, like, really messed up. And then as I started to think about it, I was like, no, it's probably word of knowledge. So I started looking around the room, and I saw this lady, and I just knew by the Holy Spirit that it was for her. So I went up to her, and I asked her, and it turns out she had hip surgery, and all of the pain was, you know, and the pain in her hip had left, but now she had this, like, pain going down through her knee and down to her ankle. So I said, you know what, that was the Lord, I'm going to pray for you. So I prayed for her, and, you know, as we were talking after I prayed for her, she started moving her knee back and forth, and she was like, I couldn't do this back and forth, or I couldn't do this before. So I just said, that's, you know, the Lord's healing you right now. And a week later, she went to church and testified that she was completely healed. All the swelling had left, you know, all the pain, everything, you know. And that was when I wasn't even, like, you know, I wasn't expecting it. God just hit me with, you know, a word of knowledge.
Well, you know what the great thing is, Amy, is that your heart has been open to hear his voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, all the time, 24/7, 365. And, you know, we can all step into that. You know, and I love the ministry outside the four walls of the church, because how are they going to know and experience the power of the Most High God? You know, and so many in church have been just so complacent, sticking there and staying there and not going out into the marketplace, into the highways and byways, and just releasing that power, that healing anointing onto the people. And this is what you guys do. And this is what God is calling for. This is the generation who is just stirring it up and saying, hey, you know what? We need to get out there. And, you know, Jess just wrote this powerful book, 7 Keys to Power Evangelism. It's an e-book that you can go right onto their site and download it for only $4.99. I mean, my gosh, that's powerful. But, you know, Jess, I want you to talk about why you wrote this book. This is a today and now book.
wrote it because, you know, I never thought God would use me to do anything. I never thought that I could just simply step out in faith and pray for the sick and see them healed, you know, in a mall, in a Walmart. So I wrote this just to inspire people to just step out of the four walls of the church, to just really step out in faith and just watch God use you. It's an ebook about how to step out in faith, see the sick healed, how to prophesy, how to get words of knowledge. You know, I've got some powerful healing testimonies in there. So it's just to encourage others just to fulfill the Great Commission.
Amen, amen. And I would just really go out and get this book. If you've had that stirring within your heart, your spirit, man, I really want to do this, but I don't know what to do, what to say. How do I hear God? What do I do? Well, this is a book that's really going to inspire you and to get you out there, out into the streets. And, you know, I want you to share a little bit about how do you both hear God? Because I know everyone hears differently. I know for me, a lot of times I see pictures over people. Sometimes it's just, just within my spirit, I hear him. And some I've heard that actually, now I've never heard this way, but I would love to, but actually hear his voice audibly, really loud. So how do you guys generally hear the Lord?
Wow, yeah, you know, everybody hears the Lord differently. And, you know, Jesse and I have had even discussions about that. He'll be like, well, I you know, operate in this way. And, you know, I'm like, well, I do it this way. Well, you know, when I first started moving in the prophetic and getting words of knowledge for people, it really would come as an image in my head. And sometimes, like I said, that you know, that time I felt the pain in my knee, you know, and I'd never really heard it or felt it that way specifically before, so I didn't recognize it, you know. But the way that God speaks to me the most commonly is I will see, like I was at a meeting just last month, and during the worship, you know, we were really entering into, you know, the glory through the worship, and I had my eyes closed, you know, I was in worship, and I started seeing arrows pointing to my body parts, big red arrows. I saw a big red arrow pointing to my knee. I saw one pointing to a specific spot on my neck, and I started, you know, I just saw these different, you know, and I'll see a lot of different things, you know. Like last week, a few days ago, I got this random email from this man, and actually it turned out it was an accident. He typed in the wrong email address. He was like, it was a work email about, you know, sister companies or something. And so I replied back because I closed my eyes and tried to get a word of knowledge for him, and I saw him and I saw his chest highlighted. So I knew that, I messaged him and I said, you know, I feel like you've been dealing, I didn't know this man. And I said, I feel like you've been dealing with a lot of insomnia and chest pain. And, you know, if you don't, then don't reply back to this email. Just keep doing what you're doing. And he replied back and he said, hi, how did you know that? You know, he said, it doesn't really have anything to do with what I was emailing you. But, you know, he said, I actually do, you know, have that. What do you do? So I got an opportunity to pray over him through the email and to share, you know, Jesus with him and tell him what, you know, Jesse and I do. And same thing in that meeting, you know, I did end up praying for a guy who had the pain in his neck in the exact same spot that I'd seen the arrow, and I prayed for a woman with knee pain, and I just commanded the pain to loose, and she was healed. And, you know, I often see things, like, in my head, like, if I see in the spirit, if I see, like angels and things like that in the spirit, I'll see them, like, in my mind if I close my eyes, and I sometimes see things with my physical eyes. Like I said, I will see demons with my physical eyes. So, it, you know, God speaks to everybody in different ways. So,
you know, you reminded me of something going back to your testimony and how the enemy would try to put wrong pictures in your mind. And see, he's a counterfeit. And so I want to say that on the air is because there's so many people have been called in this time and day and age, and yet they went through what you went through, and it's because they had that seer anointing where they're able to see those things on people. And I would advise those people to get hooked up with a spirit-filled church that, I mean, knows and teaches about the prophetic and the seer anointing, and that is just, I mean, Holy Ghost, you know, raise the dead type of church, definitely. But it just reminded me of that. You know, that's why
right.
we see in so many ways. And Jess, how about you? How does the Lord generally talk to you?
Well, the Lord speaks to me a lot in dreams. You know, but there's several different ways that God can speak. And I think a lot of times God is speaking to us and we don't recognize that God is speaking to us. You know, like we can have a word of knowledge, you know, we can have a pain in our knee and it's really for someone else, but we may not recognize it. And,
right.
you know, when I was first like doing a lot of just stepping out in faith, doing street ministry, it was so natural. You know, I remember there was a guy that was running out of a Kroger's. You know, he had just bought something at Kroger's, and he was on his way out. And I just had this pain just come in my knees real quick. And I just pointed to the man, and I said, you know, you've got pain in your knees, don't you? And the guy stopped, and he said, yeah, you know, I do. I play football, and I've got pain in my knees. And, you know, I prayed for him, and just the fire of God hit him, and he was healed. But, you know, it's just one of the ways God speaks. You know, God can speak to you in a thought. You know, it can be just as simple as a thought.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was in this Walmart, and I was just doing some ministry, and this guy, I was ministering to him, and I said, man, you know, I just feel like you're a rapper, like you're called the rap for God, you know. And the guy like almost started crying, and he said that he was backslidden and that he used to rap in churches. Word of knowledge came to me just as a thought, like, wow, I just feel like he, you know, there's something with music. So it's just we need to recognize how God is speaking.
The most important thing that we want people to know out there is that he speaks in different ways. So if you hear someone that is, you know, seeing arrows going to a body part, okay, like Amy, or seeing a picture, like a ticker tape, and you're not getting that, it doesn't mean that you're not hearing from God. So I want to encourage you, again, to get Jess's book so that you can learn more on how to hear the voice of God for yourself. Because, you know, so many people are running to prophets today, running to this meeting, running to that meeting, because they want to hear God, not knowing that they can hear God for
right.
themselves.
One thing I want to say to the listeners
sure.
is just, you know, when we started, like, moving in miracles, and like, it really took, like, us really going out. You know, I remember the first time I prayed for somebody to be healed, it was right after I had just really come into, like, the knowledge that, oh, I can pray for people to be healed. And I just knew this guy was going to get healed, and he couldn't play football if he didn't. I just knew it, you know. And he didn't get healed, and I was so discouraged for such a long time. I didn't want to pray for anybody because I was so, you know. But you know what? I just encourage people that if you, you know, have prayed for people and not up, because, you know, what I did is I kept doing it. I kept praying for people. I meditated on the word where it says, you know, we can see the sick healed. You know, Jesus said, see the sick healed. So you just go out there and you do it and you pray for people. And, you know, I would just watch, you know, videos of, you know, just like, you know, Catherine Kuhlman and her miracle crusades. And I would just,
absolutely.
I would really meditate. And what you meditate on, you will see manifest in your life.
Good, Amy. Absolutely. You know, I'm reminded, and oh my gosh, I can't think of his name right now, but I want to say Paul Wilbur. I don't know why I'm not getting the name. But anyway, I mean, he knew he had a healing call on his life, and he would lay hands on the sick, pray for them one after the other. And he was like, Lord, I know that you've anointed me to lay hands on the sick and that they recover. but I'm just not seeing it. But he continued to do it in faith. And my gosh, it was like after the 1,000th time he laid hands on someone, it was like, boom, it activated. That was like, bam, 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 bam. You know, so like Amy said, move forward, walk in faith, believe, and you shall see. Amen. Hallelujah on that. Woo!
Yeah, no, I heard, you know, I heard the same thing about, you know, Heidi Baker. I heard that she, you know, got a word that she was going to see the blind healed, and she prayed for several hundred before, you know, she actually started seeing them healed. And you know what? Like we said, if you will meditate on healing, and if you will read books, and you will watch videos, and the more you get that into your head and into your spirit, you will, it will be so normal because you will be seeing it all the time. That you will, it will raise your faith level, and you will begin to see people healed. So, you know, it's very important that you put into your mind, and it gets in your spirit.
That's so true, Amy. You know, it really needs to get into your spirit. You know, and sometimes, just like what you were saying before, it happens sometimes when you don't even realize it. You know, you may be walking down the street in Walmart, you know, at the Chick-fil-A or anywhere, and all of a sudden the word of knowledge will come up, or you know, you'll see that someone needs prayer for a certain ailment. And, I mean, I'm reminded of even with my mom. I mean, it was a suddenly thing. We're driving in the car, and she dies in the front seat. And, fire just shot through my body. I laid hands on her, and it was like one of those, you know, when they put at the hospital those paddles on. And she just, moved and was revived. And, I mean, it's, you have to just be open to it and just have faith. And it's going to flow. It's powerful. Well, I know that you guys are seeing something now. I know for myself, there's a woman out there that has pain in her eye, in her right eye. The Lord is touching that right now. Praise God. There's another person. I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman, but in your toes, you've been having sharp pains in your toes that come on and off. God is touching that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we're just going to pray over the listeners. Anyone that needs a miracle right now, just put your hand on the part of your body that you need a miracle. And we right now, we just release the fire of God right now.
Mm-hmm.
We loose the anointing on you right now. And we thank you, Father, for miracles right now.
Mm-hmm.
And God is healing knees right now and a left knee right now in Jesus' mm-hmm. mighty name. God, I thank you, you're healing a left knee.
Yeah, I just wanted to also, I wanted to pray. I was telling you, we were on the phone a couple days ago, and I was telling you, and I wanted to share with the listeners, I'm writing an e-book right now. The Lord's really been sharing with me a lot of revelation. As long as I've been in ministry, I've noticed that a lot of people in the church are dealing with depression and anxiety. And I feel that Satan really, he doesn't want to come to believers and try to, you know, pull them into these sins that he knows that he can't pull people into. He wants to come to you with thoughts of fear and stress and worry and anxiety and negative thoughts, and make you feel like it is your thought. And, you know, I struggled with depression, and I struggled with stress and anxiety, and it would just come over me. And I realized that as I was ruminating on these negative thoughts, that my thought life was being attacked. And when I realized this is not me, and I don't have to deal with anxiety, and I have authority over this, then I started to get these keys. And you know, I was delivered from that. It was broken off of me. I have authority over it now, and I am writing an ebook right now about how to be delivered from depression and anxiety. Keys to how to do that through the Word of God, through praying in the Spirit, and through revelation of your authority as a believer. And I just want to pray right now. I feel like there are so many listeners out there who are dealing. You might even be operating in the gifts of the Spirit, but you are so hindered through this cloud of depression and this cloud of anxiety that hinders you from prayer and from worship and from intimacy with of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I break off depression and I break off anxiety from the listeners right now in Jesus' name. And I just, I really wanted to, you know, tell the listeners just to keep an eye out because I'm working on this ebook and it's foundational, but it will really just set people free. Once, if you do what I'm saying in this book, you will be delivered from it. It has to do with your thought life. It has to do with taking authority, taking captive every thought unto Jesus Christ, and it has to do with keeping your mind renewed to the Word of God. So I really wanted to pray over the listeners, and I really wanted to recommend this new book. It'll be in a couple months. I'll be coming out with it. So,
amen. I'm excited about that book too. You know, and what she's saying, she's had experience in. So the principles that she's writing in this book are biblical principles from the throne room of heaven. So, again, look out for the book at Spirit Word Ministries International. Just keep on checking and check their schedule, too, because they have the Fire and Impartation Tour, the Fire Miracle Tour. You're ministering both together, which I absolutely love because I had my husband and I had spoken several years ago, about 3 years ago, that the Lord was bringing men and women together, couples together in ministry, that it was no longer a separation, but he's brought you into this union of being one, and therefore the ministry will be as one with you. So I'm just excited about what he's going to do in your life, guys, and the expectancy of just another level of a deeper anointing. It's just really fiery. It's exciting. I mean, tell us, too, what's really strong on your heart for the times that we're in to encourage those that are listening tonight?
Well, I would like to share this dream with you that I had in the year 2011.
Sure.
I had a dream that I was in a stadium, and there was just thousands and thousands of people just their hands lifted, they're worshiping the Lord, they're just so hungry for God. And I saw this man get up on the platform, and he had a cloud around him, and he began to minister out, you know, just speaking in the atmosphere, and miracles were just breaking out in the atmosphere, and hundreds of people were being healed. And I believe that we're going to see a revival in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an outpouring of God's glory and his presence. And all night long, I just continue to dream of stadiums, just stadiums being filled with people in America. And God's heart is towards America. I really do believe that. And I believe it's going to be a revival of his presence, a revival of his glory. And God is raising up ministers of his presence and ministers of his glory, where they'll operate out of the glory of God. And it won't just be an anointing on a man, but it will be the glory of God. And, you know, where the miracles are happening out of the atmosphere. And I'm telling you, just this dream just shook me. I mean, after I woke up from this dream, I was just like, wow, you know, just so encouraged of the Father's heart over this nation.
Mm-hmm.
So, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah to that, and I'm in agreement with that. I really believe that we've stepped into the fullness of who he is and the creativity of the Father's hand, and that we will. I believe those stadiums have been built, praise God, for us. They think
Amen.
It's for the football games and the soccer games and everything, but it's for the end time harvest. Praise God.
Right.
And you know what? We're stepping into it right now. In gross darkness, his light shines so bright. And that's when you see the fullness of the manifestation of the signs, wonders, of miracles, and his glory.
I have one more dream I'd like to share. Just I had this dream recently, so it's just really fresh on my heart.
Okay.
I recently had a dream about William Branham. You know, William Branham was a revivalist, a forerunner. You know, in this dream, I was in a hospital, you know, praying for sick people, and I'm on a cell phone with William Branham, and, you know, William Branham is giving me words of knowledge for people. And there was this man that was next to me, And William Branham said, that man next to you isn't saved. You know, he's talking to me on the cell phone. He's saying, that man next to you isn't saved. You need to lead him to the Lord. So I asked the man if he was saved, and he said, son, I'm an alcoholic. And I said, that's all right. You know, you need to give your life to the Lord right now. You need to ask Jesus into your heart. And I woke up from the dream. But, you know, the interpretation that I have for this dream is that God is releasing, you know, mantles and anointings that some of these men and women of God have left behind. And I believe that they are available. And I believe that they are available for us to step into. And I believe God is releasing revivalists even in this hour. Mm-hmm. Those that are willing to run for him. Those that are willing to burn for him. So, Father, I just thank you right now for every hungry person that's listening right now, God. And I just release an impartation, God, of fire, an impartation of revival, Lord. I thank you that you're raising up burning ones. You're raising up forerunners, yeah. Lord. You're sending revivalists in this hour, Lord, to reap the end-time harvest in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. You know, I want to say a confirmation to that. I believe that dream because Alan, my husband, 2 weeks ago had a dream that he was sitting with Oral Roberts, and Oral Roberts was sharing with him the healing ministry and going out and, okay, talk to him over here and do this and do that, and he could explain it better than I could. But, my gosh, I believe what you're saying. That was a dream for now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Wow.
And William Branham and Oral Roberts, that was during the 1950s healing revival. And there's something that God is wanting to release again of revival in this nation. Well, amen.
Amen. Woohoo! I say yes and amen to that. Come on. Oh, we receive it. Well, guys, I tell you, we have about 3 minutes more on the show. And I'd love for you to share just where are you guys? I know your schedule is getting really packed really quick. We're going to try to work you guys into before the end of the year to come here to Pennsylvania. We'd love to have you here. What's your schedule looking like right now? How can people get a hold of you to come even minister at their place of worship?
Yes, well, you know, we're going to be on the road for about 2 or 3 weeks coming up here. We're going to be going to Michigan. We're going to be going to Minnesota, and we're just kind of doing our Fire and Miracles tour right now. We're scheduling for this winter right now, so if you'd like to have us in, just visit our website, and you can go to either jessieshamp.com or Spirit Word Ministries International, intl.com, and just, you know, there's a tab to invite us to come and minister at your church. And, you know, God's just really wants to release this just extreme passion for evangelism and for the lost. You know, he's really raising up generation who, you know, is on fire and they're extreme. They're not going to stop until they see God come in power. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you'd like for them to come and minister at your church, please go to their site again, Spirit Word Ministries International. Get a hold of them. I'm telling you, this is a couple, I should say, that is on fire and has the power to back it up, the power of the Holy Ghost, the Most High God. It's awesome. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. Amy, Jess, we love you guys. My gosh, I'm so looking forward to Alan and I to see you face-to-face and have you come here to PA. I want to thank the audience for coming and sharing and getting involved by listening to the show tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. And for those that had a miracle tonight, I want you to give us a call on our prayer line, which is 717-414-3449. If the line is busy, please keep on calling. We'll have someone, or leave a message, and we'll have someone call you right away. You can also get a hold of Jess and Amy on their site. They'll be looking for an email from you. Even on Facebook, you can check out Facebook. They're on Facebook. Check them out there, too. We want to know and hear the testimony of how God touched your life tonight. Amen? Amen. Friday, everyone. Well, we thank you again so much for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. Check out our website, Popham, P-O-P-P-M.org. We're also on Facebook, too. We love you, and God bless. Until then, we'll see you next week, Tuesday at 9 p.m. God bless you.
Oh, Lord, give us